Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. How sweet it is. How sweet it is to be living the journey that God has given you, to know who you are and to know that the things that you do to represent Him. I am a customer service agent, and what I do is service souls. And that's what the Lord gave me some years ago, as to letting me know who I am. And you know, that takes the fight out of you for positions and all of that. And you know, so every one of us need to hear from God as to who we are. Do you think that that would take that fight out of us, competing for positions, and help us to love each other more? I think it would, because it gives you a confidence and a resting place in God, knowing who you are in Him and knowing how much God loves us to make it happen in our lives. And just like Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, He knows the plan that He has for us. And just think, if we would line up with the plan that God, because He knows where He wants to take us. And it's God who can take us. Nobody can take us where we need to be, like God can. People can lift us up and take us up the tree, but they're the ones that can cut the limb out from under us. And so God is the one that gives promotions. And I am just happy, happy, happy in my soul. This morning in prayer, I was singing, "Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, for victory today is mine." And so I am so glad today to be here with you on the broadcast and praising and magnifying and glorifying God. And I love it. I am a practicing believer who practice living, not practice saying, practice living every day. I am working on me to be in what God would say, to do what He's given me to do, and to search me through the Word. Search me through the Word to see, am I coming up to what God has for me? This love letter that He wrote to me to let me know what it is I am to do and how I am to get home. Yes, how I am to get home. And his word is that love letter. And I magnify God because I practice the God habit. That's the habit I practice, the God habit. And you know what? It is helping me real good. I don't worry about bad habits and all of these other things that the enemy tried to get us all tangled up in. And so practicing that God habit is doing me well, and I magnify God for it on today. So I am so happy that you are here with me today and that we are talking today about what your appearance say about you. What your appearance say about you. So many times we get hung up in different things, and we don't think about, is God pleased with the way that we're dressing? People may be pleased and, you know, and everything, but what is God saying about that? So we're going to talk about that today on this Recover All Wednesday. If you had not thought about it, about the way we dress and is God pleased with it, well, we're going to talk about it, and we are praying that we will recover all our modest dressing to please God. We want to recover all, and this is the day that we're going to do that. So I want to encourage you to think about it, and is it pleasing to God? Ask God if the way that you're dressing is pleasing to him. We want God to be pleased in everything that we do. He said, acknowledge me in all of your ways and your doings, and I will direct your path. So we are grateful to God for who he is in our lives and how much God loved us and how that he missed us and what he went through and the lengths he went to bring us back into relationship with him. What a love. What a love. So God loves us, and we will never be able to measure up to the friend that he is to us, but we can certainly try. Yes, we can. So let's have a word of prayer, and then let's get into this. What your appearance say about you. And we want to encourage you to come on in, bring your minds in, and let's pray. Let's touch and agree on this topic today. Let's touch and agree that God would be pleased with us, because isn't that the ultimate? Isn't that the ultimate? That God be pleased with us. So all of the other arguments that we have, we can drop them, because the ultimate is that God be pleased with me. And you can say the same, that God be pleased with you. So bring your minds in, and let's touch and agree, and we will, that the Lord bless this broadcast on today, and that it would be encouraging to the souls, to the ones that are listening in Jesus' name on today. Most gracious Father, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are, God. We come asking that you would forgive us if we've displeased you, God, in any way, in your most holy name on today. And we thank you for it, God. Thank you that we are so blessed of you, God, in all that we do. We are blessed, and we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. For we talked about in the lesson on this past week about everywhere that our feet touch, at the ground that we walk on, and how that is blessed, and everything that our hands touch can be ours in the name of Jesus, because we are blessed. We thank you that we are citizens of the kingdom of God. We are citizens and we come to talk to you, Lord, to have a conversation with you. You say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles, and he will answer by and by. So we have that confidence in you on today, God, that whatever we ask, God, in your name, God, that you will grant it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said whatsoever things we desire, that when we pray, hallelujah, God, that we believe in the name of Jesus and we shall receive it. And we believe on today, God, for deliverance for your people everywhere, God. We believe on today for healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you say by your stripes, oh God, that we are healed, Lord. We're taking our medicine, God. We're taking the prescribed dose of your word on today, God, in the name of Jesus. For your word is life and is health to all of our flesh, God. And we speak it on today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak it on today. We take authority over our bodies on today, and we prophesy to them. Hallelujah, God. We prophesy to our own bodies in the name of Jesus that we are healed in the name of Jesus, that we are delivered and that we are set free today from whatever diseases that are going about in the land on today. In the name of Jesus, we are delivered and we are set free from cancer. We're set free from diabetes. We're set free in the name of Jesus. Whatever the disease is, we are set free. In Jesus' name, we pray on today, and we thank you, Lord, today. We ask that you would go into the nursing homes, Lord. Go into the hospitals. Touch and heal your people on today, God. In the name of Jesus, for by your stripes, oh God, they are healed, Lord. Let them take a hold to your word, God, the medicine, Lord, that you are prescribing on today, God. Let them read the prescription of your word, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And take the prescribed dosage on today, God. In the name of Jesus, for victory, it is ours. Victory, it is ours. Victory belong to us, citizens of the kingdom of God, and we magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus. Now bless your people everywhere, God. Our leaders, God, of our country, God, of our nation, of our state, of our city, God, our bishops, Lord Jesus, our elders, our pastors, oh God, our ministers, missionaries, and lay member, God, in the name of Jesus, every believer, God, in the name of Jesus, touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Draw them closer to you on today, God. And that backslider, God, call him back, God, in the name of Jesus. That man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that don't know you today, God, but send somebody, Lord Jesus, their way, God, to tell them about you, God, your goodness, God, that they may taste and see, Lord, how good you are, God. Let them share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank you and we magnify you today, God, for this prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you said if we lift you up, God, that you would draw all men unto you, God. And we believe it on today, God. We believe in you for recovery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Recovering all, God. Everything that the enemy has stole from us, God. We believe in today, God. We take an authority over it, God. And we taking it back in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus on today, God. Every penny that's owed to us, God. We speak to it now. Money, wherever you are. Thank you, Lord, that we don't know nothing about. We demand and command that you come to us right now in Jesus' name. For we have a work to do on God's program, and you're holding up our progress. Come now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. And Father, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for that. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as we go out, as we do the broadcast on today, live and in living color. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 We thank God for prayer on today. We thank him for that desire to pray, and prayer is going forth. I tell you, if we are not having a good time on the prayer line every morning from 7:15 to 7:30, we are enjoying the Lord. Enjoying the Lord. Thank you, God. He asked the disciples, can't you pray but 1 hour? And I would like that. Can't you pray but 15 minutes? Call in. Call in and ask me, how can you get on the prayer line? And come and pray with us. Yes, Lord, for I am grateful to God. I thank God for prayer. Now, if you have a prayer request, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there, and we will be praying for you. We thanking God for the report, the good report of the blessing of how God has touched different ones and have done different things, and we praise God for the good reports of God's healing, his deliverance, his setting free, his blessing, his doors that he's opening. And we praise God for that on today. And if you have an event and you need a motivational encourager to come and speak at your event, call me up. Or better yet, go to my email and email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. All right. And also you can check out my books on my website that the Lord is blessing. And I am looking forward to working on this next book. I've been working on it. And I am waiting on God to give me the time to get this book out there. And I am excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. How about you? Are you excited about what God is doing? If you're not, then you need to catch a hold to the Lord so that you too can be excited. I am a living stone. Yes, I am. And I magnify God because it's nobody but him. I can only give the credit and the glory to God. So what your appearance say about you? And I was reading this article by Janet Treadway. And so it was so encouraging to me that I knew that it would be encouraging to you too. So I am sharing that with you on today. It says, a man was standing off to the side in front of a church, dressed in baggy, torn clothes, unshaven, and very unkempt. As the members went into the church, they had to pass this man. Not one member stopped to greet the man. All ignored him and looked the other way. The next week, the pastor announced that he was the man who had been in front of the church the previous week, dressed in old clothes. Can you imagine that? That your pastor standing outside the church with old clothes on and you not know who he is? You pass him by because he's dressed this way and you don't even speak. What would that say to you? What would that say to you? The minister then read James 2:2-4. And it says, for there come unto you into your assembly, a man with a gold ring and godly apparel. And then cometh in also a poor man in vile raiment. And ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. And are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? So can you imagine that? And do we do that? Is that something that we do in church? That we look at the people with what they have on, what they wear? I remember years ago, I know when people would come into the church with their pants on, and we would look them up and down. But time has brought about a change. It's brought about a change. Yes, it has. So how do you react to that? So while God looks inside at everyone's heart, we humans are generally only able to judge others by what we see. What your appearance say about you? Because we do look at what people wear, and we are making statements even if we don't say it out loud. But every Christian lives in a window. Every Christian, do you hear that? Every believer, everyone that say that they are child of the living God, they live in a window. We are the window that others see through. They look at us. We are windows before the world, and is responsible to properly represent the principles set forth in the scripture. What your appearance say about you. This is true for all men and women, regardless of their age. Girls who want to reflect the Christian value of modesty should be aware of their bodies and how they project themselves to others, as 1 Peter 3:3-6 says. And it says, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. So what your appearance say about you? The word modest means having a sense of shame or reverence, and indicates soberness and soundness of mind, that of down-to-earth, sensible, considerate people, modesty, referring primarily to a genuine personal concern about the response your dress and behavior produce in the heart and mind of another person. So it is important how we dress and what we showing forth to others and to other Christians. A godly woman clothing should properly cover her body, Genesis 3:2, in such a way, fashion, as to cause no problems in the thoughts of the men around her. Tight fitting, revealing, or suggestive clothing on a woman can advertise loose morals, poor taste, or immaturity, and send the wrong message to the opposite sex. And so we see that we've let a lot of things into the church where we are representing God. But it's up to us to examine ourselves. Are we yet immature? Do we have poor taste? Do we have loose morals? Are we advertising? Well, that's something that we need to think about. We need to think about it. Young men revealing suggestive clothing, a woman can advertise. Okay, young men should also be modest. How we dress affects every aspect of our lives. So what does your appearance say to others? That's something for us to think about. What does our appearance say to others? Does it say that I am loose? What does it say to others? And more importantly, what does it say to God? What does our appearance say to God? And while deciding what is appropriate in dress can sometimes be difficult, consider asking yourself the following questions to help decide what to do. Does my clothing say that I am committed to serving God and living the example that Jesus Christ set for all of us? Am I being that example of that? Has my conscience bothered me about what I dress? Or do we just override? We just override it. Well, I know I was convicted myself, and we each have to be convicted of what is right and what is wrong. Does my clothing say that I respect those around me and myself? I know when I lived in Chicago and I had a lady pastor, and she only wore white. And I asked her one day, why did she always wear white? And she said that the people accepted her in white. They didn't like her in colors, and so because of that, she always wore white because she didn't want to offend anyone. And so does my clothing say that I respect those around me and myself? Is my clothing consistent with the importance I attach to my life? God's creation and my body, God's dwelling place. We are God's ambassadors, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Our worship of and service to God are far more important than anything else. Do I give others that distinct impression by my appearance? What about the clothing I wear to church? What your appearance say about you? How we dress affects every aspect of our lives, including our friends, our family, our careers, our success in life, and most important, and most of all, our relationship with God. How does what your appearance say about you? What is it saying to you? So what does your appearance say to others? More importantly, what does it say to God? I don't know if you've ever thought about these things, but I know that I think about it. When I get up and get dressed and I think about, okay, you know, how is this fitting? How does this look? You know, I'm representing. I'm representing. We are ambassadors for the Lord, and we want to represent him well because we want others to come into the kingdom and taste and see what is good. For we are citizens of God's kingdom, those of us that are believers. So I want all Until we meet again, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying have a fabulous, fabulous day. All right. Bye-bye.